91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. It's this month's edition of Doreen's Deals with South Florida Sun Sentinel consumer columnist Doreen Christensen. Her mantra, never pay retail. Good afternoon, Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman. With peak holiday shopping underway, you may want to listen in for numerous ways to keep money in your pocket. And for other tips to keep it there. Online predators can bilk consumers into losses of both dollars and identity. Later in the hour, it's Linda Gastenheimer's Food and Dining with wine columnist Fred Tasker. Her focus today is on luxury catering, South Florida style. Stay tuned for Topical Currents. Doreen's Deals next after NPR and regional news. Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman, it's Thursday's Topical Currents. We begin the hour with our visit by South Florida Sun Sentinel columnist and consumer expert and super saver, Doreen Christensen. She's in a league of her own, claiming to have never paid full price for anything.
And she also writes the award-winning Shop-O-Matic savings blog. So many folks are still involved in that holiday gift shopping, you procrastinators out there. And more of them seek to make those gift purchases online.
The National Retail Federation says 57% of gifts will come from the internet this year. So it makes sense to pay attention to shipping costs or the lack of them.
Welcome, Doreen Christensen.
Thank you, everybody. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy shopping.
Did you finish your holiday shopping yet?
Oh, she's been finished since September.
She finished. No, she got it all last year at the end of the season.
On Black Friday
everything was
day after Christmas.
Exactly.
December 26th. That's when you buy everything.
Okay, so there's Black Friday. There's Cyber Monday. Now there's free shipping tomorrow.
Yes,
Friday, December 16th.
Tomorrow is free shipping Friday. You can find thousands, more than 1,700 retailers participated in this last year. It's at freeshippingday.com. It starts, all of the retailers that will participate are unveiled at midnight.
Tonight.
Tonight for Friday.
Okay.
12:01 on December 16th. So I would say in some of the retailers that you can get free shipping and free gift wrapping services from right now on their website is JCPenney's, Macy's, Target.
Free gift wrapping too?
Yeah, a lot of retailers offer that as a service. So you can send a boxed and wrapped gift with a personal message. It's awesome. So the participating retailers last year included Coach, Lord & Taylor, Chico's, Macy's, Target, Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue, Stein Mart.
Wow.
So you go to that website tomorrow and you can see everybody, and they're guaranteed shipping for December 24th arrival.
So what do they use for shipping? The USPS?
Well, you go to the site and you click through the site and buy your gifts through that portal. And
right.
That's where the free shipping comes in.
Right, but
whatever the retailer is going to be using, if it's UPS or if it's going to be the U.S. Postal Service, or, you know, it depends on the retailer.
Okay.
They must get a lot of overtime for UPS.
or the USPS.
And incidentally, the United States Postal Service shipping schedule, December 20th is the deadline to send first-class mail for arrival by Christmas Eve.
Okay.
But believe me.
Don't wait till December 20th.
Who wants to be in the line at the post office for that?
Should we have any feeling about buying online, how it affects maybe local employees of retailers or?
Well, no, not really.
Is it price,
you know,
and that's it?
A lot of retailers now are offering ship-to-store ideas. So you buy at, say, Target.com, and you can pick it up in the store. Walmart's doing
right.
that more and more. Macy's does that.
Bed Bath & Beyond does that.
Right. So that's how you avoid shipping costs, and then you also can get your merchandise immediately. So I think that it's a very symbiotic
selection
situation.
Is much greater online. Like if you're going to buy a shirt, every color is there and size.
Right, and that's the other issue. But you know, Target right now, Best Buy, they're all offering free shipping all the way through the holidays. So if you're going to do your shopping through those sites, you're not going to pay any shipping costs.
Right.
So that's to me a great benefit, not having to pay $6 or $7 for shipping.
Okay, so before we go further, you address internet security issues with online shopping that are vital to avoid becoming a victim of identity theft, and you have tips from Dr. Yair Levy of NSU, Nova Southeastern University. So first of all, what are his qualifications?
Okay, Dr. Levy is the professor of cybersecurity and information systems at Nova's University College of Engineering and Computing. He's an extremely knowledgeable individual who also is a member of the U.S. Secret Service Miami Electronics Crimes Task Force. He's on the FBI InfraGuard and the National Joint Task Force for Cybersecurity Education. And he has a very long resume, and he has so many great tips and ideas. I wrote about this a couple weeks ago, and it's important to note that fraud is up 43% over the holidays. So as we're all online shopping and even in stores using apps and using our phones more and more to complete consumer purchases, you have to be very mindful of security issues. And obviously, hacking and computer cybercrime is very much in the news in the last, you know, in the last weeks,
yes,
politically and from a consumer standpoint with right. with the Yahoo release.
What's that about, quickly?
Well, a billion users were hacked with identity on Yahoo 3 years ago. I guess it was in 2013. They just made an announcement. A billion accounts were breached.
They're telling everybody. I think they're saying it's required, not recommended, but required now to change your password.
Well,
on your Yahoo account.
Not only your password, you need to change your security questions as well, because
right.
that was part of the breach.
Uh-huh.
So that's, you know, for me, as far as we're considering identity theft, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
We've done shows on it, and that was, I don't remember the gentleman's name, but was it, I just can't remember. But anyway, that was his slogan. It's not a question of if, it is a question of when. So we want to give out this that you had from Dr. Levy, the IC3.gov
yes.
website.
Yes.
It's IC3.gov, and it has internet crime prevention tips and what to do if you do have your identity stolen.
Correct.
And it's pages long, and it's so comprehensive. I printed out a copy. It's just really important to know, to remember that.
Well, some of the tips that are covered on that website, and obviously from Dr. Levy and from myself, and just knowing the subject inside and out, because it's so important to protect your financial health. If somebody steals your identity and takes out loans in your name, that is a huge mess to untangle, and that could have ramifications for you and anyone with a Social Security number, even children, for years. So some of the tips are, first, we need to consider we spent $3.5 billion, the most ever, on Cyber Monday. Mm. So online shopping is here, and it is going to continue to be something that grows. So it's very important. For the first thing everybody should do is create very strong passwords. And one of the things you can do to make an easy to remember and hard to crack password, because the more letters and numbers you have in it, the harder it is to crack, is to create a passphrase. So Dr. Levy had suggested to me that you make a passphrase of something that was very appropriate for me, like, I like two martinis at 5 p.m., you know, which was hilarious. I was like, oh, you're reading my mind.
I thought it was going to be, I like to save money. No.
Yeah, right. No. It was all about the two martinis at 5 o'clock. So, you know, pick a phrase that's easy to remember. Include characters, special characters like the @ or $ and numbers. And the more you add, the more secure you are. The other thing, too,
so then
is
you just and use that, say, for one account, that same phrase.
Only one account. You need to have separate passwords for every account that you have. And I know that everybody thinks that that's a pain and they don't do it. And they're using their pet's name, which you should never do. And 1, 2, 3, 4. A lot of sites are not allowing you to do those things anymore. But, you know, get yourself that handy piece of paper and write down the name of the site and underneath the name of your password and change the password. You know, and especially if you're doing online banking or, you know, even with this Yahoo breach.
And credit cards.
You know, that's essential for your online health and security. So the other idea, too, is to only use one credit card dedicated to online purchases. So we all have a credit card that we use to, say, pay your FPL bill or your Netflix recurring bills and Amazon or whatever. You need to separate those. So if you're online accounts are breached and your credit card information is breached, you can just cancel the card. you don't have to go through and try to figure out, you got to notify Netflix and give them your new card, and it turns into a big, big hassle. So that's a great tip, too.
You have there's another one that I found really useful, the public Wi-Fi. When is it safe?
Yeah, I mean, Dr. Levy claims that you should never use any public Wi-Fi because, you know, that's how hackers, they name their networks the same thing as the Wi-Fi, unless you are positive that you know the source of the Wi-Fi, where it's coming from. What they do is they're able to see into your device when you log into the networks, and then they install, you know, firmware and malware and other things where they can actually record your keystrokes when you go to bankofamerica.com or whatever and you put in your password. Ooh. That's how they get in there.
And how do we verify that a site, I mean, he says go to only sites you know, like only shop on sites you're sure of.
Right. I mean, don't be greedy, too.
And make sure they're secure.
Right. So don't be greedy. Don't expect to get some kind of something for free. Those are the come-ons that phishing and scammers use. They're going to offer you a free $50 Publix gift certificate, or they're going to offer you some free $75 value. Real retailers are not going to do that. They're going to give you a discount to get your business, but they're not going to give something away very valuable for free.
We're speaking with shopping and consumer expert Doreen Christensen from the Sun Sentinel, and we're getting shopping tips for the rest of the holiday season and private internet security tips for ever, actually. If you want to join in the conversation, our number is 1-800-743-9576. If you have questions or comments, 1-800-743-9576. Email is radio@wlrn.org.
Let's get into the entertainment coupon arena. Things I normally avoid, but I realize it's not very smart to avoid those.
Well, I am very, very much interested in coupons, as
I
you
bet.
Know. I am the coupon queen. That's how you accomplish never paying full price for anything. So if you go to shop.entertainment.com, you can get these entertainment coupon books, which are normally $40 for half price, with free shipping. They make all kinds of editions for all over the country. And they have a Miami and the Keys edition, and they have a Fort Lauderdale and Palm Beach edition. So for $20, you'll quickly make your money back with the redemption of one or two coupons. They offer a lot of buy one, get one free deals at local restaurants. There's travel offers. There's all kinds of offers. The book is like 2 inches thick.
Is it just the chain restaurants or...
It's chain restaurants and whoever, you know, contracts with them. So there can be some local mom and pops, you know, that contract with the entertainment group to offer their coupons. But one other tip that I like to recommend people do is if you're traveling to a certain area, go ahead and buy one of the books for where you're traveling to. Then you can automatically use those offers to save money when you travel.
And also reassert the business about the Chamber of Commerce where you're traveling.
When you go to the CVBs?
Say if you're going to Jacksonville this weekend.
Right. Check the Jacksonville Convention and Visitors Bureau, or any city with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, to look for offers from the local tourist bureaus. And you can find some real big savings, especially like even in Tampa, you can get theme park savings.
Yeah, anything
you're going
touristy,
to Orlando, you know, visitorlando.org.com, you can get all kinds of savings for theme parks, hotels, and other things.
And tell us how... Okay, so you had a few of these in your column. Ebates, You Promise, Swagbucks, Retail Me Not, and Fat Wallet. So can you talk about some of those?
Those are actually wonderful little sites. These are cashback shopping sites that give you... They rebate a percentage of your online purchase if you use their shopping portals to buy things. So Ebates is one of the ones that I like the most. And they give you a $10 gift card to a various retailer for signing up. And it makes sense, you know, if you know, like right now that you're going to be doing online shopping, you know, they'll rebate up to 70% off in some cases. So, and those entertainment books, too, are available through those sites. Wow. Ebates.com. Check it out.
And what's You Promise?
You Promise, now that's a whole different setup. You can use You Promise to save for college. Now, obviously, everybody needs as much help as possible for planning for college. So you use the You Promise card when you shop at certain retailers like Publix and Winn-Dixie and CVS. You put it in, and you can also click through the YouPromise.com website and use their online portal to enter stores and restaurants for extra savings that can be dumped into your college tuition savings account. And it can be, one account can be used by multiple family members. And obviously over the course of 10 or 15 or even 20 years, it can add up.
Well, I have to say that 2 days ago we had on David Pogue, who's the founder of Yahoo Tech and on CBS Sunday Morning and was the New York Times columnist.
I'm a big
tech
fan.
You know him.
Oh, I do.
Okay, so he wrote a book now in his Pogue's Basics called Money.
Yes.
Essential Tips and Shortcuts No One Bothers to Tell You About How to Beat the System.
Yes.
Doreen, you are kindred spirits.
No, I know
if
it.
If I tell you. And he talked about Retail Me Not. He said, no matter what you get, you have to check there first.
You do, because, I mean, it's just you're throwing away good money. So the idea behind going to RetailMeNot or other sites like FatWallet is to find a coupon code that you can lay down on top of your purchase. So a lot of these sites list thousands and thousands of retailers that offer free shipping codes, coupon codes. I just made a Ralph Lauren purchase. I got 40% off and free shipping and free gift wrap that I was able to combine together.
And that was through which site?
That was through RalphLauren.com. You know, most retailers will put the coupon codes right on their website very prominently. But if that's not happening and it's not a time like right now where they're pitching all their wares, you need to go out on Google and go to RetailMeNot or one of these sites like FatWallet and find a coupon code. Do not buy anything online without first searching for one so you can get something.
Wow.
We have a little listener input. Eric, Oakland Park, you're up. Hi. Eric, go ahead.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Eric.
I had a question about the Yahoo breach, actually. And I was just wondering, is there a way that I could separate my AT&T email account from my Yahoo account after the breach?
Oh, well, that's a difficult one. No, actually, because Yahoo actually hosts AT&T email accounts, so... What I would suggest that people do is go ahead and go in. Obviously, if you have a Yahoo account or even an AT&T email account, you need to immediately change your password and you need to change all your security questions. But another thing you need to do is go a step further and enable two-step verification. This gives you an option to get a password and have, if anybody logs into any of your accounts on any devices, you get a text alerting you to the fact that somebody's trying to log into your accounts. And it's a much safer system. Personally, I think that that should be automatic, that it's not an option for you to turn on, like Gmail and Apple. Many sites, Microsoft, require two-step verification or authentication. And this is a very useful thing, because if you even log out of a device and log in, you get notification that somebody is logged into a device. And if you know it's not one of the devices you own, then there's the tip-off.
Right.
We had a listener want to know ID theft website again. It's ic3.gov, ic3.gov.
And there's some other resources, too. People can use identity monitoring
like
services.
Like LifeLock.
Yeah, like LifeLock.
About the major credit, like Equifax? Don't they do monitoring?
Yes. Well, that's another thing that I wanted to get into just very briefly. But first, you can go to idtheftinfo.org. That's the Consumer Federation of America. That will give you a lot of information on selecting an identity monitoring service, because that's not something to be cheap about, because you're handing over a lot of personal information. So you want to make sure that you're using a reputable company. And that idtheftinfo.org from the Consumer Federation of America will help you find that. But in the meantime, another thing that you can do is freeze your credit reports. You can put a freeze through Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. And what you essentially do is they will not be able to release your credit report information to credit card companies without your authorization. So if somebody's trying to open a credit card in your name or a loan, they are going to say, I can't get the credit report. And the credit card company is going to deny, because they want to see what your credit history is and what type of risk you are. But then that will also serve to notify you that somebody's trying to tap into your credit.
Can you do it through one and then it's done, or do you have to call all three of them?
Well, you would have to contact all three, because it depends on who's using what credit reporting bureau. And it's $10 to turn on the credit freeze and $10 to lift it if you need to make a car loan or a house loan or apply for a credit card yourself. But it is free to turn on for those 65 and older. And it's also free if you've been a victim of identity theft on both ends.
We mentioned youpromise.com, but we didn't really explain it. It's about education.
Yes, it's called. It's for saving for college.
Okay.
Saving for college,
and also multiple members can contribute. So grandpa and grandma can.
Yes, multiple family members can do it. So one account, many members. It can the money can stack up, and they're in very useful for saving for education.
We have an emailer, Booza, or Ivy. I always use Ebates for online purchases, which gives buyers cash rebates for online shopping. They also have coupon codes and flash sales, which make saving money easy. And she's not sure if you use the service.
Yes. Well, I just mentioned Ebates, actually, when we were discussing just a few minutes ago. Right. Ebates.com.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I thought she was talking about something
and
extra
also,
on Ebates.
Right. And it also is hooked into another site called FatWallet.com, which is one of my favorite sites to create. You know, there's a lot of forums and communities there that give you information on how to save.
We need a repeat on the coupon book information.
Okay. You're going to go to shop.entertainment.com to get the $19.99 book with free shipping.
We'll have that link, the IC3.gov link, and IDtheftInfo.org link, all on WLRN.org
and also,
today's show.
And also, I want to say you can visit my blog at sunsentinel.com/shop and our 2016 holiday headquarters. That's at sunsentinel.com holiday headquarters. All of the things that I'm talking about here are there and available for easy reference, so you can do a deeper dive into some of the topics that I'm discussing here today.
And we'll move along to Felix in Miami. Felix, you're up. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My call is somewhat related to internet security and shopping. I subscribe to a service that does password management, such as LastPass. And I was wondering about the security aspects of having all of those passwords registered with one service, albeit they claim to have quite a bit of encryption on their servers and so on. I'll take my answer offline. Thank you.
Okay.
One of the things that I think people need to realize is you need to take control of your own internet security. You're relying on companies, and they're constantly being breached. There was a very, very serious breach, which is the largest in history on Yahoo. Quest Medical Services was recently breached. There's just Target had that breach several years ago at Christmas. It seems like there's no impervious penetration for the hackers. So you need to take that into your own hands. If you want to entrust all your passwords to all your sensitive information to a company, I'm going to say that I'm not saying whether it makes sense or not. It's just you're going to have to judge whether or not that's something you're willing to take a chance on.
Right. Okay, what else do you have for
us? One of the things, too, that I want to make sure that people do is you get to check your annual credit report for free, all three of them, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. You go to annualcreditreport.com. That's mandated by the U.S. government. So visit annualcreditreport.com. Every January, go ahead and go and request that people find out whether or not there's been any loans that you don't recognize or things that are put on your credit report that show that you possibly have been a victim of identity theft and didn't even know it.
Obviously, besides holiday decorations, what can you focus on after the holiday?
You mean for purchase?
Yes.
Okay, I've got a great tip for you. December 26th, get yourself out there and buy all new LED holiday lights.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, you're spending a lot of money on incandescent holiday decorating for outside, inside, and everywhere. And you could be clipping money off your FPL bill. So take a moment to really, you're in the store, you need to buy a new string of lights. You see the cost of an LED light, which lasts, incidentally, 10 times longer. They come with 3-year warranties. And they cost 10 cents to light instead of $7 or $8 or $10.
And how many months before I should take them down?
Well, that's a problem.
A few years. Okay, Michael has a great question. Do you know where I can acquire the real invoice or dealer cost for new vehicles? Is it true you can negotiate $500 above dealer cost for the vehicle? I heard there are two different dealer invoices. One is higher, which the dealers use.
You know, negotiating for a new car is an art form. One thing that I suggest you do is go to consumerreports.org, look at how they explain how to negotiate for a new car, get some information behind you. obviously you're not going to be able to force the dealer to show you the invoice. You're on your own.
Right.
It's going to depend on your good negotiating skills. But consumerreports.org offers a lot of resources for buying a car because obviously you're spending a lot of money.
All right. And Pat says, don't write your passwords on a random piece of paper. Get a little paper address book and dedicate it to passwords.
Great tip, Pat. I love it.
Hmm. All right.
Well, it's flown by again this half hour with Doreen Christensen.
Yes, and I'll tell you a little bit about Doreen, our special holiday edition today. She's an award-winning senior columnist covering consumer lifestyle and entertainment topics for the print and digital editions of the South Florida Sun Sentinel and the Orlando Sentinel. And she writes the award-winning Shop-O-Matic savings blog and produces Doreen's Deals. It's a Sun Sentinel original video series airing weekly on sunsentinel.com and hulu.com. 35-year veteran of the Sun Sentinel.
And never pays retail.
And never pays full price for anything.
That is correct.
You can connect with her on Facebook, follow her on Twitter, and Google+.
You can get me on Twitter at Pretty Good Ideas and Facebook.com/Doreen's Deals.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Okay,
after
guys.
The holidays, I guess.
Yes.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to everybody out there. Enjoy.
Thanks.
Food and Dining up next.